88 years old, best all-shift patient you could ask for. Hopeful, bright, charming, and clueless. "Sweetie, meet my son," she says. In he walks, manicured, facialized, dapper dressed with a copy of Design in one hand. He kisses her over the bed rails and regales her with tales of paint choices for the foyer. "He's leaving," she says, "my way." "My son's such a great shopper. Dear, didn't you say you were thinking of getting some new shoes?" You can hear the simultaneous eyebrow raise, side glance. Heel play. "Yes, shoe shopping and maybe coffee soon?" I say, "Yeah. I've got to get out of these nurse ratchets and more into Nurse Betty," I say. And he was off with a wink. Smiling bright, she says, "Sorry to nudge. I'm so glad you hit it off. He has such a hard time finding the right woman." "Yes, it can be such a trial, finding the right woman," I say. For a time, we have a blast. My new gay boyfriend, his actual boyfriend, the very hopeful mother and I. We can keep this up so long, though. Later, we cite religious differences. "He's so devout," I say. "Our beliefs just clash." Clutching her rosary, she nods, smiling. "I always hoped he would become a priest." "It's never too late for God's call." "No, never too late, not I, the atheist." "You're such a nice girl, though. Maybe you should meet his roommate, Yusuf." "Oh, I've met his roommate," I say. "Such a sweet boy also. You're what? Hindu? That's like Muslim, right?" "Yes," I say, "just like it."